KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 8:02. In July, a Unalakleet police officer shot a bear that entered city limits and was yards away from homes. In August, Fish and Wildlife troopers charged the officer for not turning in the hide and skull to the state of Alaska. The charges were dropped last week. Unalakleet Mayor Leona Grishkowski says over the course of the summer, bears several times were seen in town in early morning hours.
One night, one was by the post office. Another night, one was by the playground.
Grishkowski says the Unalakleet City Council directed the Unalakleet Police Department to drive off any bear that entered city limits. If the bear became a nuisance, the officers were instructed to shoot the bear. Myron Anksman is the attorney for the city of Unalakleet. He says there's nothing in the law that makes an exception for an officer in the course of his duty and no clarification for peace officers in the law.
If this truly was a public safety issue, why would we subject our public safety officers to criminal sanctions for doing something that they were ordered to do?
On July 27 at 2:43 in the morning, Officer John Halloran, while on duty, shot a bear that would not be driven off. After the bear was shot, Mayor Grishkowski spoke with the Anchorage Police Department to find out how they handle bears killed by officers on duty.
And I talked to Lieutenant there, and he was, you know, he was very upfront about it and said when they shoot a bear, they turn it over to Fish and Game. They do not believe it is their responsibility. They are protecting the community. And anything that, you know, besides that, you know, is for the regulations would be up to Fish and Game to deal with. So we were kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Both the Nome and Unalakleet Department of Fish and Game offices told the city of Unalakleet they would not handle the bear carcass. Halloran said they then brought the bear carcass out of town. On August 3rd, Fish and Wildlife Trooper Jay Sears cited Officer Halloran for failing to turn over the hide and skull to the state of Alaska. Alaska state law requires the hide and skull to be turned in if a bear is shot in self-defense. Anksman says the reason Alaska has the self-defense law is to be sure people don't shoot bears with the sole intent to keep the hide, claiming self-defense.
Well, that clearly did not apply to this case. This case is not one where the officer had any intention of claiming this hide as a trophy, and therefore it had to be turned over to the state instead. This was a situation where his public duty required that he remove this bear from the community.
Jay Sears, the wildlife trooper who cited Officer Halloran, is out of the office until later this week and could not be reached for comment. His supervisor, Sergeant Ken Acton, says bear hides and skulls are turned into the Department of Fish and Game and examined by biologists. He says the hides are used for educational purposes in school projects or sold at auction. The dynamic compaction is now taking place on the east-west runway in Nome. The crane crossed the Snake River last Thursday afternoon, and the heavy weight was first dropped at the dip in the runway on Saturday. Twin Peaks, the contractor for the runway repair, obtained a fish habitat permit from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game last week for the crane to cross the Snake River on its own power. Department of Transportation Public Information Officer Meadow Bailey said there was fear that the 80-ton crane was too heavy for the old Snake River Bridge. With the crane now in place compacting the soil, Twin Peaks is working to permanently fix a recurring dip on the runway. With the delay in the barge arrival of the crane, the project has been extended from October 1st to October 6th. The east-west runway will remain closed until then. Nana Regional Corporation says its shareholders in November will receive dividends of $7.72 per share. The Alaska Native Corporation's goal is to pay dividends in two parts, boosting last year's amount by 5%. The Kotzebue-based corporation has more than 13,000 shareholders. And a flood warning in Alaska's waterlogged Kenai Peninsula has been extended, with some homes already hit by moderate flooding. The National Weather Service says the flood warning is now in effect until 10 p.m. tomorrow for the Kenai River, from the mouth of the river to Kenai Lake. Meteorologist Andy Dixon says another weather pattern expected this week should keep the extreme rains south-central Alaska has experienced limited to the Gulf of Alaska, affecting coastal communities. Kenai Peninsula Borough spokesperson Brenda Allberg says some Cooper Landing homes in lower elevations have basements flooded with as much as 4 feet of water. She says moderate flooding also has been reported in Anchor Point. And to the north, water levels continue to recede in Talkeetna, allowing residents to continue to clean up the mess. This just came in. The Alaska Railroad says a washout from flooding left 500 feet of mainline track dangling about 35 miles north of Talkeetna. The washed out track south of Gold Creek runs parallel to the Susitna River. It's away from the road system and accessible only by rail. The railroad says 35 crew members are working around the clock on work trains. Crews with heavy equipment are rebuilding the washed out track from both ends. Trains scheduled to run between Anchorage and Fairbanks will not operate until repairs are completed. And it's harvest time at the community garden in Nome. The garden, the Weatherport greenhouse, and raised beds next to the food bank is finishing up its first season. And despite a late start in July, Cheryl Thompson, the founder of the garden, says the community garden volunteers successfully sprouted vegetables.
We have some broccoli, cabbage, an Asian green called Mizuna that has grown really good. We have just a couple of tomatoes and peppers. We have some potatoes, radishes, onions, Swiss chard, and I think turnips, a few peas.
Cheryl says the garden had a successful first season.
We're not going to get a whole lot of production out of it this year. It's more just show people what can grow.
Cheryl, who teaches an Arctic gardening masterclass through the Northwest campus, says she started the educational space to make gardening more accessible.
The people who take my class, first of all, they have to pay for a credit, and they also have to be able to get out to Nome Belts, which cuts out people who don't have their own cars. And I felt like if we had some kind of a garden in town, maybe even if just one person got involved from that, I think it's worth it.
To hear more about the Nome Community Garden, listen to Profiles today after the 9 o'clock and 6 o'clock weather. A look at the price of gold this morning, down $10 to $1,764 an ounce. An ounce of silver is down 51 cents to $34.11. It is unofficially 35 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock.